Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that's here to make sure your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for the fall, so join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. You can all do that by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Whether you're brand new or you're already with us at the Manscaped World, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, and that's the Platinum Package 4.0. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use my promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks time to shine. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Yeah. I don't think so.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
What's he doing? Hey, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. We think we're on various pieces parts, but we're waiting patiently. Blitz will tell us when we're on the pieces parts. And Lummy is not here.
Mm-mm.
So there's some shit going down with Lummy.
And we waited like 4 minutes for him, too.
Yeah. Is he in your little area?
Nope.
And I said 10 till, and it's 15 after. Mm.
10 after, you mean?
I mean, I said 10 after.
Yeah.
And it's 15 after.
Because you have a heart out.
I had a heart a lot of things. And he's nowhere to be found. And this will be interesting. This flim-flam and bunch of bullshit we're about ready to be exposed to. Coming
Call
down
him.
In 3, 2, 1.
Call him.
Yeah. Like, where the fuck are you, buddy? Let me see. I don't know what his fucking phone number is. I used to have it. Contacts. You know, there'll be Anna. There'll be some kind of fucking, you know, house flood, locust infestation.
With a chip kicker.
Yeah.
Like, you know, locust.
Broke my esophagus.
Yeah. Aliens abducted Walker.
They thought it was like, you know, Halloween costume, but it was actually a real UFO.
Right. Walker's now missing. I have to go put up flyers. Just, you know, just the almost.
Hello?
Where are you?
I thought we were going to 10:20.
10:10.
10:10. He made it very clear.
Buddy, listen to me. Don't come into the studio now.
No.
Because I want to know. Hold on. No, don't play this bullshit with me. Just fucking freeze right in your tracks. Wherever you are, freeze. Freeze. Right now, freeze. Okay. Where are you?
He did freeze up.
Talking to Ashley.
What?
Talking to Ashley.
Talking to Ashley because I was uploading the stuff and I can't do anything on that computer. For 10 minutes?
Now, buddy.
But he's in the parking lot. I can see him on camera.
Just stay in the parking lot.
He did freeze, too. He's like right in the middle of the parking lot. He stopped walking.
I want you to stop right there. I don't want you to move. Now, I'm going to have Rhett go get a picture of where he's at right now in the parking lot so I can get a better visual. Do not move, Lummy.
He's like right in front of the gate, basically.
I literally just want you to stay put. Do not leave. I'm sending units out to get a picture of you. Now, Lummy, buddy. Do you not? I literally think that Blitz, who wears his headphones the entire show and is a co-host, Anna, who wears her headphones during the entire show and is a co-host, and you, who is a co-host and should be wearing your headphones the entire time.
He does.
And comprehending to what I'm saying.
Maybe not that part.
Yeah. But he does.
Anna, did I not make it fairly?
You had a hard out because you have to go see Grady.
Right. 10:10. I said 10:10.
To 11:10.
And like at 9:58, I was like, we'll be back in like 10 minutes. And so I don't understand. And Blitz, did you understand that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Anna,
I had like quickly eat, and then Anna didn't even eat. She said she's waiting until the show's over.
Right, and it's going to be a little quickie. And so, Lemmy, where did the misinterpretation come, my good friend?
I misheard you, I guess, when I was at 9:59 when you said it. I guess I just assumed it was 10:20. I wasn't listening. I guess I didn't hear you say 10:10.
I actually said it a couple different times during the show, too, buddy. Mm-hmm.
I guess even
Chat, who usually really is like, man, Bubba, leave Lemmy alone. He's the god. He's the man. Bubba's on one. Bubba's being a dick. Something must be wrong. Bubba must have came in 5 pounds heavy on the scale today. Just all the stupid shit that they potentially think could be causing me to be mad at you. And I'm trying to be as calm as I can, buddy. But my patience is wearing thin with you. Even the Bubba army is sticking with me on this one. Be like, Lemmy, we knew.
Okay, I misheard you. I like how no one. I always go right to my truck's caution because I was working on a thing. And what? Not one person, not even Rhett, who's playing basketball here, said, hey, we're going live. To remind me, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Rhett's not a cop.
We all stick together, but I guess I'm 1,000%.
Hold on, don't give me the hoodie fucking down the hoodie path where we stick together.
You know, it's funny too because almost every day, Lemmy goes, "Hey, Bubba said 10:20, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, somewhere around there." And today he didn't say anything; he just walked outside. Yeah, so I was like, "Oh, he must know."
10:20.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's why I was walking by 10:16.
Lemmy,
10:15. I'm like, okay, I'll be in time.
Lemmy,
so.
Lemmy, is that Bella that's barking at you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows. Yeah. I bring Bella to work a couple times a week, and I put her out back, and she loves it more than anything. But I know that it causes you a little turmoil because she likes to chase the goats, and you think that, and then she bark. Blitz, it's good having a guard dog around here when we're on the air. She knows you're bad. She knows you're bad, and she's letting you know about it, isn't she?
Yep.
All right, so let me at least get out of her view so she can't see anymore, okay? But don't come in. I want to have this conversation while you're in the parking lot, okay? So come around. Did you come in the front? Don't be a smartass to me. Don't be a smartass. I feel a little sense of cynical from you. Anna, are you picking up on it?
Just ever so slightly.
Yeah. You better back it down a notch, Warren. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so listen to me. If you're the boss here, thank God you're not, but I'm the boss here. You know that, right? And so sometimes I got to take you aside and say, Lemmy, we had the big water caper. First of all, that we had you got off early for your golfing deal and got paid for it. We got that.
Which I didn't want, but thank you.
But no, but I did that from the generosity of my heart as to how much I love you, okay? I'm talking to you like a dad right now, okay? Not a boss. I'm kind of like your dad, okay? I need a fucking response back here, buddy.
Sorry, I was listening. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay. So how am I speaking to you, like a boss or a father-like figure?
Like a father-like figure.
Okay. So I own this business that you work for, and I love you to death, and you do so much up and beyond. You know, you just really, you probably would be employee of the year if we had that. Like, you know, well, you know, actually, Lemmy, you are employee of the year because you get the first parking spot now, don't you, buddy?
Yes, thank you.
If you could find it in your heart to go ahead and move that culvert back so that it's, because you keep hitting it, and now it's completely parallel. I need it to be, you know, and you're the only one strong enough to move it. So while you're out there in a little bit of a parking lot timeout, I'm going to like for you to maybe move that back. Okay, don't let Bella see it because she might start barking again. Don't want to upset her, but you know what, that yellow parking stop that you've now hit 36 times in a row, which has caused it to pivot around so that it's completely...
The Kit Kat?
Yeah. Can you put that back straight, Lemmy, maybe later today or something?
Yes, I will.
All right, so we had I need to get off for golf deal, which I had no problem with. But then you had, I have to leave work early because, you know, I got a fucking busted pipe willy. And then there was, I'm going to be late because I'm part of a huge, you know, death by a pedestrian on 75, which all of that's very excusable and very, not a problem. Like all of that's
valid.
Yeah, that's all valid. That's completely, that's like, none of that's a problem. Okay, buddy. I see I got little three fingers up right now. It's like, those are nuts, not a problem. 1, 2, 3, golf, being late, water pipes, no problem, okay? But Lemmy, on this particular deal, I've had four issues now with you in a week and a half. Now, this fourth one, that's completely on you, buddy. That's just not paying attention and not taking pride in your work, bud.
You're right. I should have just stayed inside and not gone outside. It's my fault.
No, I mean, come on. I want a little bit more of a fight back than that, but I understand.
What would you do if
you were me? Should we just let him in and be part of the show again, or should we make him go home, or should we make him, like, what should we do? Obviously, we were all here to start the show, and you were like, we're even like, where's Lummy? Where's Lummy? Not only is Lummy not even, he's outside screwing fucking around.
He's talking to his wife, you know.
Well, that's what he always says, but.
Sure, but.
That's what I was doing, because I was getting the recorded, I was getting the download going, so usually I get the download going, call, and then I come back in. Which is why I was out of my coming back in at 10:15 to then start recording the show and get to the my spot, but I did not hear 10:10.
Okay,
I guess walking out at 10:09. I guess I shouldn't have.
Hold on. It's really nobody's fault that you walked out at 10:09. Like, did you expect Blitz to say,
"Lummy, my fault.
Lummy, we're going to go on in a minute"? No, it's about personal responsibility.
Well, and it was funny because it was the one time he didn't say we're going on at 10:20, right? So I figured, oh, he knows 10:10. He'll run out, get whatever he needs to get, and come
all
back
right.
in.
Well, gosh darn it. You know, you made a little bit of a mistake now, didn't you, buddy? So come on in here. Slide in here. It won't be uncomfortable.
Yeah, just make sure you get the parking stop thing straightened out today.
It won't be uncomfortable at all, you coming in when we're doing a show and you coming in, sliding in all sweaty and smelly and all disheveled. That's not going to be a problem at all, buddy. Just come on in.
Do you want me to fix the parking spot now, then?
No, I want you to fix it later.
Okay.
Well, do you want to fix it now? I mean, like, what
well,
do you
no,
want
to... you said where I was in my parking lot timeout to fix it, so I didn't know if you wanted me to do it now or after the show.
Well, right now, I just said, why don't you come in here and disrupt the show, and then, you know, when I leave here, you can fix... And I figure, like, when you're backing up, which would be, you know, the car would be out of the way then you could fix it and be far more efficient. That's what I'm thinking. And I want everybody to give me a little bit of an attaboy for handling this very well. Like, this is not
old. Great, Bubba.
Yeah, thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Bump's holding back.
Well, where the fuck is he?
I don't know.
How long does it take to get from
here?
He's
here. He's here.
There he is. Look, why don't you look at me? He's.
That was a weird look.
Lummy, you know, just when we all start, but you got to always pull for the slow guy.
Of course.
You
on the phone.
Are you still on the phone, Lummy?
You told me not to hang. You haven't said to hang up yet.
Oh. Now, I want you to look into the camera. Everybody can see you. Look how beautiful you are. Show everybody. Look. Tell everybody hi. Give them that little hi. Tell them you're sorry. Blow them a kiss. Everything, okay?
I'm sorry.
You got such sad eyes, buddy.
I'm very upset with myself.
No self-corrections.
Can you turn
like
the call off?
I'm waiting for
you. I kind of like that.
It's annoying.
Sorry. Hi, Lummy.
Hi, Bubba.
Come on, man. Get your shit together, kid. Don't make me have to make executive decisions on disciplinary actions to you, buddy. It's tough. It's like beating your fucking stray dog. You can't do that. Poor little guy. Been through hell.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Just, you know, try to be better. Somebody's got some kind of feedback, Willie, on. Hear it?
Yeah. I'm waiting for Bubba to tell me to hang up.
Mommy, hang up, you stupid fuck. Oh.
Hold on.
Last time I hung up before you told me to, you got mad at me and you hit me with a wiffle ball bat.
No.
You said never hang up the phone until I tell you to hang up the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, hang up the phone now. So
I hung it up.
Now, if you could just work on being on time, buddy.
Yes.
That seems to be the latest. Remember when we were going, Blitz, I feel as if I'm raising a kid. Remember we were going through that one period of time where Trace and Colton would do an after show and you were just kind of at that point, kind of the low man on the totem pole. And they would just let you sit in with him as the dumb guy.
Yeah.
And it was great. And it was really funny except you had these couple words that you just couldn't stop saying for some reason. And remember, Blitz, I finally I lost it one day on him. Do you remember that day I lost it on you? Like, I lost it.
No, I remember. It was a bad day. But this is the first time I've ever missed an after show, like being late. I'm usually in here before everyone else is.
But there is no, this is the first, there should not, that should never be
I know that I do
anything
thing.
That you have to come back on. This is the first time that I've been late during an after show when you're already at the facility. I know that it's a problem sometimes to get into the facility when you got a fucking Johnny Walker on 75 that just got smashed to zero and you had nothing to do with. But you're at the fucking compound, kid.
I know. I'm sorry.
wonder if I should get the merch cricked. I wonder what you'd look like with one of those tank tops on. You think you'd look pretty stout?
I'm sure I'd look great. My man boobs and hair just hanging out.
Hair just hanging out.
Wearing like a size like large, maybe.
Yeah, like a large.
XL.
Lovey.
Probably an XL would be a...
No, a large. So we have to really pull it on you.
And never come off.
And then you got to go jogging. Got to
cut it
then
off.
You got to go jogging around the block.
He's got his nice shoes on today.
Lummy. Could we do that as a... Like, you know, listen, that's kind of where we've gotten soft. But, you know, like, we don't really punish people anymore, you know. But that wouldn't be like, that's not, that shouldn't be like, that's funny punishment when you make a guy do that instead of like hitting you in the head with a ball, you know, like,
right.
Like caveman, barbaric type stuff. But when we do funny stuff, like you put
sending
on
you to the hospital,
like eating a deadly chip and then having to get mm-hmm. a stainless steel hinge in your throat. We're past that, my friend.
I wish
we could just put you in a large, put you in a large tank top. And then have you, like, you know, maybe on the corner panhandle, you know, Lummy?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want, Bubba.
Sure. I feel like you're patronizing.
No, not at all. Not at all. You're the boss.
Well, am I going to get... help me work through this. Help me. Give me some ideas here. You know, maybe we just don't do anything. Maybe we're just like, hey, Lummy made a mistake. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, fuck it.
No.
We're a bunch of pussies around here. No,
I'll do whatever you want.
So, Anna, you have to help me in the penal stage here.
Oh. Okay.
Me, you, and Blitz have to kind of come up with something here so that I'm not so far. So it's not like all my way. Like, you guys help me out here. Like, okay, here are our options. Yeah. Lummy gets nothing. Like, we just say bad Lummy for being late and not being responsible.
Well, we got to do something.
Yeah, you can't do nothing.
Right. Okay, so there. See?
I have an idea.
Okay.
Are you open to ideas?
And since there's three of us, then it won't be, then we'll have a majority.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, two could split, but since there's three, so I think the first step would be that we all agree that we just can't do nothing.
Yeah, you can't do nothing.
Okay, so something has to be done.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so Anna, what would be your suggestion?
I say that we force him to watch one of those pimple popping videos that he finds so disgusting.
Oh, maybe like, and I hold his eye, and I hold his eyes open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Like.
My suggestion would be to put him in a large, brand new Razorback Bubba Army T-shirt, and maybe have him, you know, go to 7-Eleven and something, maybe try to hit on some men or something.
Get shot.
And then Blitz, I mean, okay, your girl's come up with something, I've come up with something. Now, is there anything that you can come up with, buddy?
I mean, I like the Razorback idea. Yep.
Yeah.
And straighten up all of the parking Kit Kats.
Oh, so while he's in his Bubba Army made for ladies, large Razorback, he's does maybe some general parking lot maintenance.
Yeah,
that would be good. What do you think about that?
Because that's not too bad, but it's still not nothing.
And while Rhett tape, you know, runs tape,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Of course.
Yes, right, of course. Yes, right.
Maybe he gets the air blower, and you know, kind of straightens up the parking lot deals, and then maybe blows the leaves like into
or
the corner.
Oh, maybe he's wearing the Razorback tank top and is playing basketball so he could see his titties jiggle.
Oh, there. I think that's better. Blitz, I hate to take your thing and refine it, but I like, Lummy, you got to do like some practice moves, you know, like a sky hook and then like a 3-pointer. And then like a little 12-footer.
Hit it with the slow-mo.
Yeah, then like a layup. You know, Lummy, like, you know how, like, if you're playing basketball, when I played in grade school, they'd like make you take one shot like as a layup, then you'd go out to like the post, like a free throw, hit one there, then you go out to 3-point line, hit one there, then you go over to the baseline, hit one there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, like, I understand. Yeah, do like a whole little warm-up.
And so, Lummy, until you hit, and you have to keep shooting until you hit them all. You know, remember, that's what the coach would make you do. And, you know, you're not done until you hit one you know, like if you go and make the layup, but then you'd miss the free throw, then you have to go back to the layup.
But we have a suggestion from chat.
Daniel Rose, 1999 Super Chat.
Well, did he say something?
Three sports shows with DeCap.
Who?
Daniel Rose.
Who?
No, that's too much of a punishment.
That's too much
of a punishment.
I don't want to. That's like that's like almost the SMU death.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That'll
ruin our program.
Poor Lummy, he didn't do anything that bad. I can't put that on him.
I mean, that's where we all got to step in. That's where we all got to step in as your friend and say that ain't cool.
Yeah.
So fuck that. But Lummy, so you got to wear a large. I'm gonna have the merch crick bring me down a large, and you can do this tomorrow if you'd like, or get with your wife and see when you have a. Because this might take. I mean, Lummy, for you to get a free throw. This is where the where you have to shoot from. I'm sorry, you have to hit a layup from the left side. Then you go back a couple feet and you shoot from halfway between the foul line and the layup left side.
Okay.
Then you go to the free throw, hit that one, boom. Then you go to the right side of the free throw halfway, hit that one. Then you got to hit a right side. Then you got to hit a right side layup. Then you go out to the 3-point line on the right side, hit that one, hit a top of the key one. And then a far left one.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to
finish
that.
That's one, two, three, four, five, six. Seven. That's 8 shots in a.
There's no way. Hold on. There's like college basketball players that can't even do all that.
The fuck they can't.
They can't. You can't make it like a guy that doesn't shoot threes. So all of a sudden, just start popping 3 threes in a row.
Okay, here's what we're doing.
I was thinking layup free throw 3-pointer.
Anna, do you hear his?
Yeah, he's crackling.
All right, here's a good one. I'm going to really make it easy for you.
Oh, Jesus.
It's only 1, 2, 3. It's only 5 shots now. All of that, but you take out the 3-pointers. So you hit a layup. Mm-hmm. Then you take 2 or 3 steps back, hit a jump shot from there. Then you hit a free throw. Then you hit a jump shot from halfway, then a layup. Like, that's, Lummy, you can do that. That's 6 shots within 15 feet. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to draw you a little court, okay? I'm going to draw you a court.
Right, Leo.
Here we go. And here's the basket. So you shoot where the dots are. Boom, 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 boom. Let me, I'm showing it to you now on the camera here.
All right.
It's going to take about 6 minutes for you to be able to see it. But if you can't see, let me see that? The basket's in the middle. See that? Basket's in the middle with the X.
Yes.
Then you hit a shot. You hit a shot on one side. Then you hit a shot halfway. Then you hit a shot at the free throw line. Then the halfway willy. And then the layup. You can do that, Lummy. You don't think you could do that?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
What?
I can.
Do you want to be at fucking 7-Eleven hitting on gay men, or do you want to fucking be doing this?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at it now. My thing was on a little delay, so I'm like, I was looking at all the shots and then putting them on my paper.
Lummy, that's elementary 6th grade shit right there.
Oh, I know. When you had all 3 3-pointers, that was
making me nervous. Yeah, now see, regularly I'd make, I got another collection call. Could be the IRS. Stand by. Hold on. Hello? We're on my radio show, having a good time. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Every time, Blitz.
Does your speakerphone work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me call me on my phone.
All right.
David Figueroa, $20 on the Cash App. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.
Lummy's calling me. Mitch Lucerini. Mitch Lucerini on the Venmo at Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. Lummy, are you calling me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hello?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me from your, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello, this is Bubba. You're live on the air. How can I help you? And hello?
Hello?
All right, homie, Lummy, hang your phone.
Did we hear Lummy on your phone, though?
Oh, yeah, that actually is a good point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We didn't hear Lummy on your phone. That's my point.
Call me back, Lummy.
Mute Lummy's mic, though.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Just for now.
Jesus. I have to go see Grady Judge.
Because I think these people...
All right, hold on. Hello?
Hi, Bubba.
Oh, okay.
Hi, and what financial service are you with, sir? You're live on my show.
I'm with the IRS.
Oh.
Coming to take you out.
Oh, well, I thought we had...
They all got guns now,
I thought we agreed on some payment plans.
Yeah, $600,000. I'm coming with guns.
don't try to... Hey, just because we're in character now...
Just bring a hammer.
Don't be a fucking tough guy now there, buddy.
My name is Raul from the IRS.
Hey, late, Raul. I was here 5 minutes ago. I'm already out of here, Raul. Fuck you. You don't know my apartment. I got it in somebody else's name. Which is true, by the way. You can hang up, Lummy. Hang up.
Okay.
My apartment's not in my name. If I was supposed to say that or not.
Oh. Was that a credit check, Willie?
No, it's actually in Walker's name. Walker's got better credit than I do right
yeah,
now.
He's got perfect credit.
He does, perfect. I saw this list that you sent me today, Anna, and it's so true. It says the 8 things that Floridians most fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to think that it might be not completely correct for me, but it is pretty much very broken air conditioning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like absolutely. Even you, Anna, who are, no, you like being cold.
Yeah.
But even like everybody needs air conditioning, regardless if you run it at 61 like me or 75 like your mom. You got to have AC.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
Hurricanes. I'm not really that scared of hurricanes.
No.
No.
Alligators.
I'm not scared of alligators at all.
Me either. Traffic. I'm not scared of it, but I hate it.
It sucks. Yeah.
Sharks. Not scared of sharks
at
all.
No.
Love bugs. Hate it.
Don't like
it. Hate them.
Scared
no,
of
no,
them.
No, no. Yeah. They should maybe not make it scared, but like most like
things that annoy you or like, I don't know.
Pollen. I'm not really affected by that. A lot of people
don't
are.
Have allergies.
Spring breakers. Nah, I can care less about them. There's only really one thing on this list I'm afraid of, and that's losing my AC.
Yeah.
Or the other thing that I'm afraid of is like if I go to a hotel and their AC is not going to be good enough.
Oh, I hate that.
It's just like one of those old wall units.
Yeah.
That barely works.
And it can like it can't get down to like maybe 73 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it down to like 60, and it's just then it freezes up.
And you got to pop off the front panel and take the thermostat or the thermistor they use and move it a little bit so it actually cools down more than you're supposed to.
See, Blitz happens to be the guy who knows how to do all
like that.
I remember one time, I don't even know if I should be talking about this or not.
All right, go on.
But I met this chick in a hotel.
Yep.
There's no era about this. You know, this was way before Tyler was born. So I met this chick, Blitz, in Orlando at this really fancy, well, I'll just tell you, it was the Peabody.
Yeah, the Peabody, yep.
And I have the people, and I'm at
you're watching the Ducks?
And, well, that's the biggest, stupidest thing ever.
What's the gimmick?
The Peabody Hotel?
Mm-hmm. Where? Orlando?
Well, there's a selective, but the nearest one here is in Orlando.
Okay.
But they have them all over in fancy places, you know, like Chicago, Seattle, stuff like that. So, this only happens at the Peabody. 2 or 3 times a day, they got these fucking ducks.
Peabody ducks.
Uh-huh. And they got them
like
trained.
Really colorful?
And they got them trained. And this fucking guy comes out and goes, everybody make way for the motherfucking ducks.
This is the lamest
and
shit.
This fucking
ever.
Guy dressed up.
Oh
like,
my God.
Yeah. Here. And he parades them down and he brings them into this little fountain. And they swim around and give them treats. And then literally they bring them back. They take them out of there. And back to wherever they keep the fucking ducks.
You scroll down.
Yeah, I sent him a video.
Is this the same video that Blitz sent me, you think? Well, it's not playing.
You have to accept it.
No.
Sorry.
Right, this is how...
Yeah.
And so...
They don't do it anymore now.
Sorry. Yeah, I thought they stopped doing it.
Why did they not do it anymore? This is how...
Yeah.
Where is this coming from? Fuck me!
Yeah, I thought they stopped doing it.
Why did they not do it anymore? This is how...
Yeah.
What is going on?
Help.
Now, why don't they do this
they
anymore?
They sold the hotel.
Oh, and the new owner said, fuck the ducks?
Yep. Fuck the ducks.
In 2013, it looks like it's ducks.
Well, can you imagine what the duck fucking budget was? Like, oh, right?
I mean, weren't fucking the ducks.
No, but Blitz, I mean, they have to feed the ducks. They got to make sure the ducks are trained. They gotta, I mean, they're just not some wild-ass ducks. They have to train these ducks. They have to house these ducks. They got to keep them fucking healthy.
Wash them.
And so this is the way it used to be. I was staying at this hotel blasting this chick. Okay, like mm-hmm. I was just blasting this chick. It was a straight blast. Is all it was. Mm-hmm. She was hot, and we're at the Peabody.
I remember this deal.
We're at the Peabody, and I blast her, and then she's like wanting to spend the night and all that kind of stuff. And I was wanting to kind of spend the night too, and wake up in the morning and you know maybe blast again, a little breakfast, and then out of here. She lived in a different city. Well, so we're going to sleep. We get done.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doing our thing, and we're going to sleep, and she's just fucking knocked out because, you know, she's a girl and, you know, 74 degrees is not bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to get, I can't get the fucking air down. So,
and how much are you weighing at this point?
About what I am now.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
when
about
this was.
About what I am now.
Okay, okay. So and you were so, like four, like
no, no.
Four
I was
bills.
About. I was probably where I
five
am now.
Yeah.
And so, it's like 1 a.m. So I call down to the fucking maintenance team. I'm like, hey, my air conditioning won't get below 74. And she's like, well, sir, that's about what. I'm like, well, what do you mean that's about? No. So I open up the refrigerator, and they had a little fan. And I opened up the refrigerator and I propped it over. Like, I took the refrigerator, this little mini fridge, and put it on the coffee table so that it was right by where I was sleeping. And I opened up the fridge and put the fan, opened the door, and then put the fan by the fridge, hoping that it would blow more cold air on me. I couldn't get comfortable. I was just sweating. So I wrote her a note.
Yeah.
I said, hey, dear such and such, I couldn't sleep last night. I was so hot. Like, it was the room couldn't get. She didn't talk to me for. I think it might have been over.
Oh no!
Yeah,
you
she's
just
like,
left.
You fucking. You left in the middle of the night just because it was too hot for real, like for real. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Home.
Home.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I left her there, but I left her a nice, kind note.
Oh, that was nice of you.
And the bill was already taken care of. I mean,
that's
I was like,
great.
I'm like, listen, my credit card's on
was
file.
Was there free breakfast included?
Yeah. She,
well, why is she complaining?
Well, because she wanted
that
to
that entitled bitch.
She wanted that D in the morning.
Well, she just at well, least she... didn't want to feel used.
Whatever, dude.
That's what I said. That didn't work out too good. I'm like, whatever, girl. Come on. Like, you know, she's like, I'm not going to meet you in a hotel. Have you fucked me? In
why do you care what a girl thinks if you're not even like trying to date her?
Because you wanted to bang her again.
Yeah, because I wanted
like you didn't have enough chicks to bang.
But she was fucking pristine, hot. And she's like, you know, just meaning then in the middle of the night, I wake up and then you're gone. Like, what's that saying? Well, it's saying that I was hot. Didn't you see my little fucking refrigerator concoction I had up there? She's like, I did see that, but what's that all about? Like, I was hot. I was trying to get
you didn't want to wake her up and
yeah.
just let her know? Or
well, plus I got my nut. You know, once you got your nut, you're like, you want to get the fuck out of here.
Right. And you never
but
saw her
the
again.
But then in the morning, you get a bone. You're like, man, I wish I had her here to take care of this bone in the morning.
Did you ever see her again?
Yeah.
Okay,
but,
so.
But it took me. It took a lot of fucking making up to do. This is what they. When did they stop this, Lummy? 2000 when?
13.
Oh, so it's been almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Since they fucking brought the ducks. Mommy, we should make you do that to our ducks.
So we don't have any ducks anymore.
What happened to all of them?
I don't know. They all disappeared. Dead. I think they flew away to a different pond.
You think they saw what happened to the Edhinga?
Yeah, and I think also.
You think in the bird community we got a bad rap?
Yeah, and I think the Pitbull Labrador back there doesn't help.
Oh yeah,
I put her back there, and
there goes the ducks.
Well, you know what though? Fuck those ducks. They're always leaving. Yeah. You didn't like those ducks. You never really liked those ducks. Well, you kind of did.
I did until they just turned on me. So fuck them. Fucking ducks.
They hate Bella. They're afraid as fuck of Bella.
Yeah. We got goats and turtles and fish.
It looks like they still do the duck thing at the Memphis Hotel, maybe.
I clean up all that shit.
Yeah.
Don't think that these ducks don't come without shit. Because ducks shit a lot. Uncontrollable shit.
Big shitters.
Get their little food there, and then you fucking run around.
How long do they do this for? Like an hour?
I don't know how long they do it, but then they take them back. Now, where do the ducks, where do they stay when they're not in the swimming deal?
They stay at the Duck Palace, a $200,000 addition for the ducks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm reading about it right now.
Oh, my God.
Can you show me what the duck, maybe is there footage of the Duck Palace?
This is the one in Memphis, because I think they still do it there.
This is pretty nice.
Lummi's wanting to be a fucking duck.
Yeah, no
duck
shit.
Wrangler.
Now, the duck wrangler, he'd come out and say, here come the motherfucking ducks. You going to send me that link?
They have it's a 24-by-12-foot enclosure featuring granite flooring, ceiling fans, a scale replica of the hotel, a fountain
is this
with
it right here?
Bronze ducks.
Oh, hold on. Is this right here?
This one that came up for me when it... The Peabody Memphis.
That didn't look like fucking $200,000. That looks like about $15,000 worth of shit.
Yeah, but you got to think it's on the fucking top of their hotel, isn't it?
Hot tub.
It's on the rooftop of the fucking hotel.
Up here, these fucking ducks. And now they can't let that door open because there better be some screen there. These ducks will fly a fucking way. But that's got to be cool for a duck, man. You know, you're just going down there, putting on a little dog and pony show, getting all the free food and... Yeah. Now you're not living in the wild having a fucking dog chase you and shit like that.
I mean, like, that doesn't look like something a duck would want to live in. They don't give a fuck about that shit.
They just want to be out in the
open. Oh, they got ceiling fans. You think a duck cares about a fucking ceiling fan?
Yeah, but they don't want to get, you know what? Ducks may not care about that, but they also don't fucking want to get eaten by a snake and all the other shit that can fuck them up in real life.
They want to be free.
They don't know. They don't fucking know.
I heard ducks are stupid as fuck.
They are.
Would you ever eat a duck?
Yeah. I mean, I heard ducks are pretty good. I mean, isn't duck kind of a delicacy?
Yeah.
It is. Foie gras.
Ah. What's they say?
Time Bubba ate a duck, he didn't like it, though.
When's the last time?
You ate a duck?
Yeah.
Booba?
Those meals we had, that one of them was duck one time. And...
Oh, yeah. We had these pre-fucking crab meals.
That was the last one Bubba ate. And
I didn't know it was duck. I thought it was like a beef tartare deal. It was a fucking duck tartare.
So what's the problem?
And I ate it, and it just tastes like fucking... Ugh.
You didn't even know what it was.
Blitz told me, because he's a fucking asshole. He goes, hey, how'd you like that duck? And I go, ew. I thought maybe the beef was bad or some shit. And he goes, no, that's full-blown duck. I go, I hate duck. It feels a little dark meatish to me.
Yeah.
I like, although, like on chicken, I like dark meat on chicken. Like, sure. I like a chicken leg and a chicken thigh. But duck ain't chicken. Ducks ain't chicken.
Yeah.
Ducks got kind of a wilder, greasy feel to them.
It's a fatty duck or bird.
Yeah, I'm still a big believer on beef and pork. I like me some bacon and some pork chops. I like steak. A steak fucks with my stomach sometimes.
Steak does?
Yeah. But I like, I like...
Go plant-based.
Fuck no, plant-based. I'm a real man. Isn't plant-based just some molecular shit they made up in the fucking lab?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. I mean, you can't take my heritage back away from me. My heritage.
I'm never a hunter. Do that. I'm a just hunter, your hair, I'm a hunter, but not your heritage.
I'm a hunter and a gatherer by nature.
You ain't gathering
shit. What do they gather?
And you ain't hunting shit.
I'd be the fucking worst if I was stranded. I'd be so tired. I'd be like, man, I can't go run after that fucking turkey.
Just kill me and eat me. I can't move anymore.
You're the fucking MILF hunter.
I'd be like, man, if hunting is sitting in my lawn chair right here with this gun and hoping something drives by why, so I can blast them, but I can't get up in a tree. I can't fucking be quiet for a certain amount of time. I certainly can't use a bow and fucking arrow. I ain't going to hit shit with that.
Didn't you have to do that in like Boy Scouts?
No, fuck that. Oh. I mean, bow and arrow bullshit. But I, you know what I did in Boy Scout? I won the Pinewood Derby, and that's it. I dropped the mic and got the fuck out of there. I didn't want to learn how to tie a knot. I didn't want to learn how to fucking make a snare trap.
Get molested.
Yeah, I didn't want my booty hole fucking sore. I didn't want any of that bullshit.
I couldn't see Bubba sitting up in a fucking tree stand all morning long.
Yeah, fuck that. Fabrizi calls me sometimes. Fabrizi's got this badass fucking house, like this 7,000 square foot million dollar home in Rochester, New York. And he goes up there in the wintertime and he'll send me pictures of him up in this fucking deer stand. And, you know, all camoed out. And then he's just waiting for this fuck for Bambi's dad to come by so he can blast him. And I'm like, man, I mean, that doesn't even look fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
What looks fun to you?
Getting some head.
Okay.
Sitting in your chair?
Sitting in my chair, getting jacked off with some coconut oil. I'm sorry. Are we on the radio right now? Eating some... I know everybody's nervously laughing, but is it
You're not wrong.
I mean, nothing's better than getting jerked off with a nice, warm, gritty fucking coconut willy.
Nice.
The pull down, pulling it down. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Maybe bring out the penis pump.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, we can all sit here and say that we don't appreciate the fucking penis pump, but I'll tell you, it's great.
Oh, it is good.
Fuck, a Stretch Armstrong right there. Pump it up, pump up, pump up, pump up, pump up the volume. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump, pump. Pump up the jams, pump it up. Whew. The only problem I have with the penis pump is after you use the penis pump a few times, then when you don't go penis pump, you're like, man, my shit's not nearly as fucking...
How do I get it back? Yeah, how do I get it back?
Yeah, well, then you got to put the penis pump back on it. Yeah. Then you got to put the rubber band around it. Mm-hmm. And then the rubber band gets a little tighter on your balls, and it's like, ah! And it hits your balls. Get the rubber band around your base, and then it slides around the balls, and then you rack yourself. Oh, shit.
Supposed to put it around your balls?
I didn't know that.
Those rubber band deals, you're supposed to not... No, you're not supposed to put them around your balls. You're supposed to put them around your shaft.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
How do your balls go into play?
If you're rolling it down the shaft and maybe your ball kind of fucking...
Cash's King Trucking, $10.
You catch a ball with your ring?
Oh, that's what they call... That's when you say catch a nut? That's what it means?
No.
Oh.
It's the worst. It'll fucking drive you right through the ring because you know how your balls are.
Oh, yeah.
Your balls are good if they're just... But if one hits against the other one or there's like a real... Oh.
Dunzo.
Yeah.
Let me... Is this the Jim Harbaugh's full hot?
Yeah, he wants a criminal charges.
So this was the Michigan State Michigan game.
Yeah,
and a couple of Michigan State fans.
No, I think it was
player. It was a Michigan player.
Okay, what? No,
they're using their helmets.
Was it a Michigan player that got? Was who's the bad guy?
Michigan State, I think, are
Michigan
the demons.
State's, the four players. It's from Michigan State. They beat up a Michigan player who like kind of followed him into the locker room.
This is the only video that's available, right?
I tried looking for more. This is the only thing I could really find.
And if you can see there, yeah, and it keeps buffering. But they're basically, they take a helmet to this Michigan player's head. And it seems like there's four of the guys.
And this was after the game?
Yeah, it was after the game.
And Michigan killed them, did they not?
Michigan won?
Yeah, okay. Michigan won by, I think it was 20.
And so the Michigan guy, now is he being a dick following him down?
Yeah, he was kind of taunting him, is what they were saying.
You know, then at that point, maybe that's kind of old school territory.
You can't hit him with a helmet.
You want to bring your bullshit down in our tunnel? Maybe we're going to fucking hit you in the head with a helmet.
How about just keep walking?
I guess he kept like getting up in like players' face and like kind of messing with them.
I mean, there comes a point where I got to see all the video as to how...
Right.
Like, if he was just kind of doing it, but if he was really being a dick and somebody gave him the good news with the helmet,
Not too bad.
Kind of like if Bubba Wallace would have, if Kyle Larson would have smashed the fuck out of Bubba Wallace's face with his helmet, that would have been inbounds.
That would have been racist.
No, oh, no, no. Yeah. It would have been deemed racist, but in life, it would have been truly appreciated.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there just comes some old school justice, like some old fashioned fucking payback.
Mm-hmm. This was a different angle.
Is this a different angle on me that you got for me here, buddy? It's not really working too good for me. Oh, here, maybe it is. Here we go. Police investigating an after brawl breakout in the tunnel after Michigan State game. All right, I'm trying to hit play. It's not playing for me. Let me mute that button.
Get out of this one, then. Oh, here. If you want to just
it's
see
no
the Raw
secret.
Video,
there's a strong rivalry between Michigan and Michigan.
What, love it?
There's a Raw video underneath.
Let's just see
this
how
one.
These people report it.
Michigan okay. State. It's a rivalry that is supposed to stay on the field.
Yeah, staying on the field is key here, but that is.
That's got a boner.
Not what happened last night in Ann Arbor. And now the police.
Talking about boners and jaying off with some coconut. Rhett's got Rhett setting fast time on his tennis right now.
Are getting involved. Fox 2's Camille Amira explains why and shows us some pretty dramatic video.
Victory for the Michigan Wolverines. The Paul Bunyan Trophy back in Ann Arbor.
Now, let me, this might show it, right?
I don't know if
after
this
a 29-7 win over the Michigan State Spartans. But just moments after that win, this. Cell phone video shows several MSU players physically attacking a U of M player in the tunnel.
Saw the one video, it's the 10-on-1. It's pretty.
But what was your player doing in there, bud?
Well, they're not going to ask that question. I mean, the 10-on-1
is a
little much.
I'm going to let our athletic director, Ward Manuel.
And Harbaugh's just now finally feeling good. He's finally having a good year, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Because they were bad for a while.
Well, last year they made the playoffs, but...
Hello.
Hey, I'll make it quick. You were talking about fights and stuff again, and I didn't know if you had saw the one where Austin Hill punched Myatt Snyder the other week after the Xfinity race.
No, I didn't see that.
Look up the Austin Hill one. He cold cocks him, and then they interview him. And he says something like, Austin, did you have any words with anybody after the race? And he goes, well, I asked somebody several times to leave me alone and walk away, and they didn't, so I made him walk away or something like that. But
Brian from Philly, $20 on the Venmo. We'll look it up. Thanks, buddy. Thank you, buddy.
Address it with the authorities.
Listen, man, if you're going to walk up into another team's tunnel and start talking all that smack, you might have to get your ass kicked.
Closely, this video shows an MSU player hitting a U of M player with his helmet. It is unclear if this is the same player who was being attacked in this video. U of M head coach Jim Harbaugh says two players were assaulted, one of them sustaining a nasal injury.
This is not how we should interact after a game. This is not the way another team should grab a player and do what they did.
I mean, I agree.
I can't notice anything but his job.
I agree, but if you got a Michigan player that's way up in the tunnel,
I agree.
Not your tunnel, and you're up in there, I mean, I don't know, man.
It's completely and utterly unacceptable. We will let the Big Ten and law enforcement handle it.
Well, I would start with my investigation. Listen, Michigan player, why did you find it necessary to go halfway up the tunnel and talk some smack when this was not your tunnel?
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, no kidding.
But this is not what a rivalry should be about.
MSU head coach Mel Tucker released this statement on Twitter saying, quote, as Spartans, our program has a responsibility to uphold the highest level of sportsmanship.
But if you're going to haul your ass up in here disrespectfully in my tunnel, my boys are going to whip that ass. Oh, no, that's not what you say. No.
While emotions were very high at the conclusion of our rivalry game at Michigan Stadium, there is no excuse for behavior that puts our team or our opponents at risk. In complete cooperation with law enforcement, the Big Ten Conference, and MSU and U of M leadership, we will evaluate the events in Ann Arbor and take...
Oh, yeah, those players are going to get... It's going to be crazy. You're getting in trouble. They're going to make examples out of it.
Swift and appropriate action. Michigan State University President Samuel L. Stanley Jr. also released...
Hey, what's up, Shorty? In the little sweatpants?
...releasing a statement saying, quote...
Sorry, that's a little creepy.
Quote, I'm extremely saddened
right,
by
I've
this incident
this
and
nonsense.
The unacceptable
right,
happened
cool.
in the tunnel.
I was, like, absolutely disgusted, honestly.
Oh, here we go, this guy.
Nice. It's like a really like trashy picture for the MSU football team.
I'm more curious what security was doing during that time. They should have been, especially since it was the end of the game, it's getting rowdy. I would have wanted to see a little bit more security in there.
So what happens?
Good for you.
I like to see a little less of you college kids. Hate you.
Now to the student athletes clearly identified by their jersey.
Unless you're the chick in the sweatpants.
Both their numbers and their last names visible.
I don't want to speculate on that.
Hold on, Mama Cass called once her look back.
Jesus.
And I work at the university, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the right course of action is. I think it obviously needs to be investigated.
The problem is that the Michigan players never go in the same tunnel. And if you look at a video of them going in the tunnel, the Michigan players go over to the other side, let Michigan State go in. He went in with Michigan State, which is why you don't see everyone from Michigan. It's not a full-on brawl from Michigan versus Michigan State. They may share a tunnel, but just they still wait. They let Michigan State go in first.
Right. It's about respect.
If you watch the overhead angle, which Dave Poitner even came out and said that he's a Michigan fan and he finds it disrespectful, and why are you going in the tunnel with the whole Michigan State team?
There's some traditions in football, and you don't disrespect the other team like that.
Everyone's like, oh, it's not a big deal because it's the same tunnel. No, you.
Hello,
they don't
this?
Go in at the same time.
Hello, who's this? Oh, they left. Right, I mean, like, I think there's a lot of college stadiums where the locker rooms are kind of on opposite sides, but on the same end of the stadium. And they'll let usually the it depends on whether the home team wants to make this grand entrance or not. But the home team picks who goes out first. They can elect to go out first, or the other team can go out first and they come out second. But it's kind of a controlled thing, and it's kind of the honor system, isn't it, Lummy? Like,
yes.
It's kind of the honor system where, okay, Michigan State's going to go in first, and then we're going to go in.
Jeez.
And, you know, I mean, I'm sure these guys are going to get in trouble, the guys that swung their helmets and all. But, I mean, like, it's really not that big of a deal.
Doors at the Chrysler Center inside the Michigan.
What's this, Lummy?
This is them going into the tunnel. This is on Point Noise thing.
Michigan State Point Noise.
So Michigan stays out. Michigan goes in. And then you'll see, I think it's number one or one of them, just start like sneak in there with them, like trying to keep it going. Watch number one. He's over in the left.
See, and
now, are there any problems right here? Like, no,
well,
right?
Yeah, I mean, they were
they're
kind
getting
of,
rowdy,
I mean,
but
yeah. I mean, yeah, they're waving
them. Smack,
they're waving
like,
them goodbye. Get the hell out of here.
But it's not like there's no fights or anything.
But as you can see, that all the Michigan guys here are just kind of, you know, letting these guys distance themselves. They're waving away. There's, you know, 95% of the Michigan guys, 99% of the Michigan guys are doing what they're supposed to do, and that's allow Michigan State to go into the field, into the locker room first. Is it this guy right here?
I believe it's one of the guys, and I believe it's number one that you'll see kind of, I think it's sneak in. Like, he starts following them. Right there, number one. See how he's going?
Yeah. He's straying away.
And then the rest
now
of the...
He actually looks like, hold on.
Where's the rest of the Michigan players going? They're going to the left.
Yeah, but this guy...
The 122 guy is already up in there, too.
Hold on. The Michigan guys not only are, you know, but they're walking. This guy is heavily skipping to get into the mix of the Michigan State guys. Look, watch. Right? He's passing guys to get up in the mix. Look.
Now he's talking
trash.
Talking trash. And he is now in the mix. All the other Michigan guys are just kind of hanging out down here.
If you look, 33 stopped. 33
well, 22 went way up there.
Yeah, 22, but number 33 stopped and is standing there because the coaches are saying, don't go in there.
It doesn't make it right what they did, but like he was also asking for it.
Yeah,
so.
That comes from that you're asking for.
Yeah, he was asking for it.
Yeah, exactly. He was asking for it.
Yeah, and when you get it, man, and they didn't like, from what I saw, they didn't sit there and like keep beating on him. They kind of hit him a couple times and pushed him out of the way, and that was it.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I mean, one guy hit him with the helmet. I mean, you shouldn't hit anyone with the helmet.
I know.
Not wearing a helmet either.
I mean, this is two wrongs don't make a right deal here, is what this
is. Yeah, the helmet part is the only thing that I saw that was actually like that bad.
Yeah, so you know, get that guy in trouble, and then that's it. And like, but as a team, Lummy, if you're getting bitched out like that, man, you got to do something. You can't sit there and be a bitch.
Yeah, Michigan guy just sitting there in your face. You just played a whole football game. Your testosterone's up.
You just got your ass kicked.
Exactly. It's in-state rivalry.
Yeah.
You're going to hear about it for next year.
Boy, I'm going to end the show with this. How pussified has our country become?
What?
When the top 10 songs on Billboard are all Taylor Swift.
What?
What? How's that?
Yep. All top 10 songs based on sales and downloads and all the things that they determine your rank. All the 10 hottest songs in America right now, which is determined by radio airplay, sales, Spotify, digital imprint, and all that. Their whole big...
The Billboard Top 100, is
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
And or the Hot 100, I'm sorry.
She's
100.
Claiming every single top 10 spot right now.
She's one... All positions 1 through 10 are from Taylor Swift's new album.
Midnights.
Now, does that not just show you how pathetic...
Why?
As a society, we have become.
Who cares?
What? That's your spin on it. Us real men can see what I'm talking about.
It's the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not your demo.
Yeah, there's not a lot of real men on the top 100 of this list.
The top 40. All right,
well, why don't you go ahead and give me a list? Go ahead and give me the list. Because, is there any, like, rock on there?
Not really.
Let's see.
Sam Smith is 11. Steve Lacy, Bad Habit, is number 12. Taylor Swift is 13. Taylor Swift is 14. Taylor Swift is 15. Harry Styles.
Yeah, this
Post
is
Malone.
A, this,
One it, Republic.
There you go.
Morgan Wallen. Taylor this, Swift. Taylor Swift.
I've
Nicki
heard
Minaj.
Heard enough.
So, yeah, that's the Hot 100 list. Remember, because don't forget, Billboard has like 40 different top 100 lists.
Why does that make you sad?
It just goes to
kind
show
of ridiculous.
You. It's just ridiculous. That's
well, it's
all
like
we
her
care.
Whole album just
and
made
even,
it.
So, but, even,
that, but that just shows you how pathetic we are as a society.
Right.
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
Little
Will
was after birthday.
Be better than that?
Super chat.
The Taylor Swift names I was reading out, that was in addition to her first top 10. So she like out of the top 20, she's got like...
Three more?
Yeah, she's 20,
like
21.
15 of them? Yeah.
13, 14, 15.
Just goes to show you.
Well, what would be better, Bubba? What would be better?
It's
Guns N' Roses?
No.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Well,
but...
whatever you like. I mean, other people would just say, well, that sucks. Music is just about your taste.
She's that popular?
Yeah. Dude, she like...
That's what the problem is. That bitch is that... That's what we like. That is like what everybody gravitates to. It's not rugged at all. It's just snowflake bitch stuff.
I actually remember one time when I was in Michigan, I was driving my car.
Snowflake bitch stuff.
I remember when I was driving my car, and I think it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This must have been about 2013 or 14. They came out with a new album, and the guy on the radio said, shame on them for releasing their album the same day as Taylor Swift. No one's going to hear about this. And they were right.
And like, and
it was 1989 whenever that was released.
And that just validates how pussified and snowflake and woke we've become. That Red Hot Chili Peppers get no airplay.
I think it was them. It was some other band.
What do you think her net worth is?
$450
Yeah, it's $450
Damn, I'm
good. We'll just let you go ahead and live in your little Taylor Swift fucking. Is the best ever bubble.
Have you heard any of her music?
I like her music.
Oh, well, there you go.
But you don't even know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
It just shows you how fucking woke snowflake we are. When she's all 10. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, it's kind
and
of 13 crazy.
Through 15.
Fucking ridiculous.
And 20 and 21.
Let me go get my penis and duct tape it to my asshole.
Okay.
Oh. I'll see you guys.
You'll show her.
Say hi to Grady Judd.
I'm going to see Grady Blitz. I might have my big boy suit on, too, for this one.
Nice.
Yeah, with a tie and everything.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. You
looking
never seen
sharp.
That in a while. I'm
no.
going to court. I'll post it on Facebook, okay? I'll post
Perfect.
My Grady Judd stuff on Facebook. I'm going to make a contribution from my foundation to Blaine Lane's family, the fallen officer. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.